Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Welcome to Black Power Radio. This is your host, Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal, here in Atlanta, Georgia, working again with Blog Talk. We just come from our National Black Power Convention, which was held at Morris Brown College, and we were just overwhelmed by just the scholarly, just all of the education that was given and all of those presenters. So we want to thank them who came from all over the country to make the National Black Power Convention a success. We want to thank the vision of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who gave us a legacy to stand upon for Black Revolution. And we want to thank our doctor, our attorney, and Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz, our warrior lawyer, for fulfilling the vision and complementing the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad to assist us in putting in place a National Black Power Convention. All of those who came, from Dr. Leonard Jeffries to Dr. Khalid Abdul Mansour to our National Chief of Staff, Hashim Nzinga. We want to thank the presenters who came in from New York, Brother Hannibal Rushadine, Sister Khadijah, all of those that came in from Jersey to Texas, from St. Louis, from Chicago, from Tyler, Texas, from Dallas, Texas. Thank Brother DK and the network. And all of those who participated, again, a warm thanks for all of those who contributed to the National Black Power Convention. We are again bringing Black and Blog Talk Radio to all of the cities throughout America and around the world. We want to thank those who contributed from outside of America to make this a success. We again want to thank Dr. Tony, or we call Dr. Anthony Browder, who came in with films and came in with books and educational mechanisms to advance Black people in anthropology, to advance the Black community in educational Egypt and Africa, and dealing with the Black psyche, dealing with the psychology of Black people. One of the most renowned doctor in dealing with anthropology and the Black psyche, dealing with the mindset of Black people and how we approach history, education, and the whole gambit. We just thank Almighty Allah for the opportunity to talk to you this evening. We're blessed indeed to be on Black Power Radio and to continue with the message of Black Power and Black Revolution. We know that there are many enemies of the Black community, and this has manifested itself this time in a small town named Newberry, South Carolina, where a Black man, Anthony Lamont Hill, has been murdered by the white man, a young white man who has shot him in the head, according to the report, and murdered him, and then strapped him down with nylon rope to his vehicle and dragged Anthony Hill, one Gregory Collins, who has allegedly dragged Anthony Hill, 10.7 miles, according to the accuracy of one report, 11 miles, according to another report. But in the Newbury Observer, you will find a story on Gregory Collins, there in the Newbury jail, accused of the murder of Anthony Hill. This devastation, the same as we found in Jasper, Texas, under the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. But we have told you many, many times, if you don't stand today, then it will be even more devastating tomorrow. The white man has proven his record, has proven who he is, as a master of the deception. He was disguised as a friend to Anthony Hill. But think about it. If this is how they treat their friends, think of that we know that we are the open enemy of the white man, knowing that he is not stopped with his killing and his murder. So teaches the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that the only thing that the white man ever wanted to do is to beat and to kill you and to rob and steal and pilferage from the black man. The evidence is in clearly, especially in this case, but the evidence was in long before this case that the white man is the devil yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Make no mistake about it, brother and sister. Continue to listen to Black Power Radio to get updates on what is taking place in Newbury, South Carolina, and what is going on in the black community in all of the major cities, from L.A. to Chicago, from Chicago to New York, from Atlanta down to Dallas, Texas, from Dallas back to Miami, from Miami to Atlanta. You know, we cover the whole geographical, all of the so-called hills of North America and throughout the world in the Caribbean, South America, throughout Gambia, West Africa, Ghana, West Africa, all through Nigeria and Ivory Coast, especially again where our international ambassador, Huey Rose, in London, England, and a new man, Kimmy Siever, who's coming up in France, known as the local Farrakhan on the ground, the Malcolm X to be in France. All of this is going on, intertwined and interconnected to the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We're certainly proud of the efforts of all of the workers in the new Black Panther Party, but especially those who have chosen to stand strong and support the leadership of the chairman and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz today with the vision and reaching out for our brothers and sisters all over the planet Earth, but those that are under the devastation of the white man who have felt the backlash and the tyrannical whiplash from the white man, from the whip of the white man, is most devastating. No matter how bad you have sold out black man, no matter how bad you have sold out black woman, no matter how far you are away from yourself, you could never begin to equate the devastation that has been forced upon black people in this hour, in this day and time. What the white man is currently doing and what he has done to black people, nothing the black people could ever do, could even begin to equate what is going on with this white man today, who continues to bloodsuck from Africa, who continues to take from the black community, never coming for giving or living, but coming for taking and to destroy the life and the blood of black people. But we know that his day and his number is up. In this hour, as the new Black Panther Party is organizing against the tyrannical leadership, organizing against the enemies of black people, and then going out and dealing with the enemies of black people, we have no problem checking the opposition, backing down and standing down the opposition back to back, toe to toe, heel to heel. We are dealing with the devastation of this cracker, and we're going to back him down and run him, as our teachers taught us, run him on into the Atlantic Ocean. There's no place of peace. He will not come to peace. He is quarrelsome by nature. He's argumentative by character. He has never been anything but death and destruction to black people. But we know today he must stand down in this hour, because the black man's rise is the white man's demise. We have no problem in dealing with this vicious enemy of ours. So we have to bring you the full truth, brothers and sisters. There's no way we could come to you. We must come strong. We did not come today to be long, but there's no doubt about it. We must be strong in this hour in supporting black people and, again, reaching out to the family of our brother over in South Carolina, our brother over in Newbury, South Carolina, who has been murdered. And those families are devastated by the actions of this vicious enemy of ours. who came disguised as a friend, but manifested himself as a vicious, open enemy, a master in deception himself, the white man. He has never let up off of black people. Sometimes you hear him say cracker, but only because he has never stopped cracking the whip. He continues to crack the whip into the backsides of black people. He becomes a vicious enemy like a mangy dog. He bites out of the backsides of black people. And you look at what he is doing and what he has done. And the same dog is biting out the backsides of Barack Obama, the backsides of the leadership of New Black Panther Party, the backsides of Al Sharpton and Farrakhan, the backsides of T.D. Jakes and others. We know it's the same vicious dog that bites them is the same vicious dog that bites you and me. So we have to be aware of this devil and this enemy, and then we got to come out and deal with this devil and this enemy. We thank you so much for taking the time to reach out to us and to reach out for us as the New Black Panther Party begins to advance its movement and moving in to deal with these vicious enemies of ours. We hope that you will support the New Black Panther Party in all ways. Again, look on Black Panther Television and Black Panther Radio for more information. We want you to begin to call the numbers 646-478-4447. Begin to call those numbers on Sunday, Mondays, and also on Wednesday. We will be getting black with you very soon. We thank you for your time, for taking out from your very busy schedule to be with us. But continue to tune into Black Power Radio, Black Power, and a strong black military.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the rain.
The rain. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?